Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Our baseball expert, Bruce Levine, joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Looks like Shota's going to be showering elsewhere in his future ads.
What's your take? What is any surprise? When we kind of talked about it, how things went by the end of the season. Not something you'd have predicted early, but seems to make sense given the way things went.
Let's go back to the last game of the series between the Brewers and the Cubs. Shota had 4 days. He was pitching a normal rest if they chose to use him. They chose not to. And the reason they didn't is he was no longer reliable to them this time of year. He'd given up so many big home runs. He gave up 23 home runs in his previous 12 games. Including, you know, a big one certainly in the playoffs. So with that in mind, which version of Shota Imanaga are we looking at right now? And were they going to gamble on the fact that, he was never really the same pitcher coming back after he injured his hamstring? So with this in mind, you know, $58 million commitment for the next 3 years, it's not where they want to go. It's not the end of the line yet for the Cubs and Shota. A qualifying offer is a possibility.
I think you have to remember, though, Bruce, that's a good point, but out of 144 players who have received qualifying offers, just 14 have accepted it. It's more unlikely than likely. And you look at the Cubs' decision to turn down the three-year option, how much of the factor, obviously because of his decline, you don't ignore that, but also that came with a no-trade clause, which I think was a non-starter.
Yeah, and on top of that, you know, with the December 2026 looming and people not knowing how their money is going to be spent after that, considering there might be, a salary cap in the sport of baseball, that's what they're looking at. So that type of money, you know, we don't know if that's what they want to spend. Now, the $22 million qualifying offer is possible. If the Cubs offer it, they're stuck. If he takes it, he's their pitcher for the year. If not, they get a draft pick from the team that signed Shota. So it's not a slam dunk that they're going to offer him a qualifying offer, because maybe they want to use that $22 million resource for another pitcher like a Dylan Cease.
We have texters who want to know if this should be considered penny pinching.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with it. I think it's deciding how you want to spend your money and what you expect as far as results from the pitcher in the future. I think the predictability of Shota in the future is really difficult. I mean, do you guys, can you predict that he's going back to the version of 2024 where he was 15-4 and really one of the top pitchers in the league, or, you know, back to this year where he was a home run giving machine by the end of the season?
Bruce, we got a minute left, but does this mean, as you have reported on Inside the Clubhouse, that the Cubs might be more aggressively pursuing a guy like Dylan Cease? What about Framber Valdez? Does this say the Cubs are going to be big players in free agency for a starting pitcher?
I don't know, big. I would say, you know, they're going to be smart about it. There's a couple Japanese pitchers out there that, you know, they've had so much success with two Japanese players over the last 4 years. That I think that they'll be involved in that market. So I'm not sure how they're going to want to spend their money. But, again, I'm not shocked by this. As, David, you and I talked about Saturday, you know, it's just like it doesn't make sense to commit to 3 years for him right now. Someone else might, and I think you said, you know, someone will give him 3 years. I'm not so sure whether that's in the book for him or now, right now. So we'll see how it works out. It's a fascinating part of them moving forward in 2025. GM meetings start this Sunday in Las Vegas, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you, Bruce. Great catching up. Appreciate
all right, guys.
It.
Good stuff,
have a
Bruce.
Day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Everyone can use a guy like Kyle Tucker. Everyone gets better by having a player like that, and we'll certainly be having those conversations. Kyle has a big decision. I think that he's earned the right to not only be a free agent, but to be a coveted free agent. If he's not here, then like that's a void, and we have to figure out how to replace that. There's a lot of different ways to do that. How you do that, I think, can take many different shapes and forms.
This is Raheebi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. That was Jed Hoyer at his season-ending press conference, and that's it. You know, we can talk all about the other moves that the Cubs are making. I know that the Colin Ray one was official today, right, guys? Do we see that come across? Cubs pick up the option on Colin Ray, and then they do one better. A one-year major league contract with a club option for 2027, so kind of a repeat of what we saw previously. We know that Shota Imanaga is set to join free agency, but we still don't know about the man who is arguably setting the free agent market in Kyle Tucker. Now, according to at least Baseball Reference, you're at a 4.6 WAR for 2025. Career WAR total 27.3. So when you take that into consideration, what kind of money is he going to command? The figures have been all over the place. I've got to think it's less than what was originally estimated before the season began, where our friend Jim Bowden said $600 million. That's not happening.
Can I be honest? I didn't think that was happening when he said it. I was like, nah.
But I will say it again. It doesn't matter what the Cubs want to pay him. It matters if the Giants, Phillies, Dodgers, or Mets do. And that's what we need to think about.
Those are the right teams, and it's been that way for, what, going on a decade now when you talk about who are the big money spenders?
Throw the Yankees in there as well.
Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Dodgers, obviously Boston occasionally. It just depends, right, where they are in trying to build a team. And the Giants have been kind of shut out in these free agent, you know, odysseys, if you will.
Giants and Red Sox.
Yeah.
Much to the dismay of their fans and I think even their front offices.
But the Red Sox...
Red Sox kind of got back into with Bregman, but then they traded Devers to
the Giants. But the difference is the Giants, people just keep telling them no. At least the Red Sox, they've had the option to do things, but they're like, we're going to trade Mookie Betts to the Dodgers. They've made other decisions that have been like, are you trying to win or not?
Well, and that's where, you know, speaking of what we talked about in five on it with the Tarek Skubal question. Are the Tigers really that cheap? Because if there's one team that Alex Bregman thought he was going to go to, it was with his former manager, AJ Hinch, and the Tigers. So I factor that into all of these discussions because are they even as cheap as people think they are if that's on the table for them? Now, all of that, I think, affects the Cubs. Whether or not we like it, the Cubs are not market setters. They're going to wait. You know, the biggest example I have of that is how they handled the shortstop free agency when Dansby Swanson was available. He was the fourth one to go out of the four-man class off the market. So until they set the market on somebody, that is how I'm going to address it. That's how I'm going to approach it. And it seems like a foregone conclusion held by everybody, at least here. I feel like fans have already, for the most part, moved on after what happened with the injury problems. You know, you didn't see the pop in the playoffs that you were hoping for that Kyle Tucker had for the Astros in his career. Here's the latest. John Heyman on Bleacher Report, MLB Live, talking about the Cubs spending this offseason.
The Cubs have the greatest disparity between revenue and payroll. They are number one, so Crown Tom Ricketts, the champion for pocketing the most amount of money. So we'll see, but I do think, I know the Cubs have saved a little money by not having Shota Imanaga. They've traded Kittredge. They better do something big, whether it should be Schwarber or Bregman or maybe even bring Tucker back, although I think that's not that likely. They got to do something. They're on the cusp of something pretty good. They got three Gold Glove winners. They won 90 plus games. They're a really good team. Are they quite good enough? I don't think so. And nobody else does either. So time for Tom Ricketts to pony up and start spending.
Names were named. I'll say that. And all the names, they had my eyebrow raised on the left side, like The Rock, because I'm wondering which of those guys makes the most sense from a Cubs perspective. And you heard how he talked about Kyle Tucker. Not likely. And I think that's where we all are, right?
If they don't have Kyle Tucker and they don't replace him with remotely comparable offense,
one of those names he just said.
At least somebody who had a 5 WAR offensively last year. What are we talking about here? What's realistic?
Well,
you're not making the playoffs without Kyle Tucker this year.
Yes. And so my question is, if it is a Cody Bellinger and Alex Bregman instead, in addition to a power arm in a Dylan Cease type or Framber Valdez, like we can go down the list of guys who are free agents.
I worry Framber Valdez is going to require a whole bunch of money.
Well,
Cease too.
Yes, but that's the whole point. If you're not paying Andrew Kittredge $9 million, if you're not paying Shota Imanaga the $22 million for the qualifying offer, that means you've got money to spend. You need to spend it. They've got everybody else. Think about the guys. Before we go down this road of the free agents, think about what they have locked up. You're not paying Michael Bush anything. You're not paying Pete Crow Armstrong anything. And not to say that those deals can't be made before we get to arbitration, or not arbitration, just till they could be signed beyond arbitration.
Yeah, they could extend him to a team-friendly deal at some point in time.
But you have Seiya Suzuki under contract. You have Ian Happ under contract. You have the left side of your infield in the middle under contract. You obviously have the catcher position that's taken care of. So what are you really spending money on if it's not right field slash DH slash third base?
Or are you going to do something different at first base? You know, that's something too. I know Michael Bush is there, but think about some of the first basemen who are available, who are big bats. Pete Alonso, Josh Naylor. Do they become DHs for you in this scenario?
Okay, maybe there. I would not move Michael Bush. I want Michael Bush in my lineup for the cheap that he is.
I know. I'm just trying to think of like all the ways that they can try to add offense and what would have to be done. But if you want to talk about the pop in the playoffs, it came from Michael Bush. So that's where this gets very tricky. Is you already know one man's probably out, and that's the biggest one when it comes to offensive production. So how does that rearrange what you're trying to do? Alex Bregman's 32.
Right. They're saying a maximum of like a 5-year deal would make sense for anybody who's interested in him.
And then are you like slowing down whatever you think is going to happen with Matt Shaw because of the second half of his season? Like, that's the hard part. Is where are you going to take it on the chin with, say, somebody's development or have to make a tough decision roster-wise if you really want to add offense to this team?
You'd have to explain to me why.
And it's not like for like in Kyle Tucker.
If we're talking about trading for guys like Tarek Skubal and who else knows who might be available, Matt Shaw could be a very interesting piece to put in a trade. A guy who was a Gold Glove finalist and whose offense maybe not be where you want it to be, but he's got a lot of promise. There's a reason that it was Cam Smith and not Matt Shaw on the way out in that deal to get Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, I just worry, though, that ahead of a CBA that's expiring at the end of next season, years of control are going to be even more valuable in this breakdown.
I think that's fair, especially not knowing what that's going to look like on the other side of 2027.
Like teams who have a guy with upside who has multiple years of control, I can't see those just being traded willy-nilly, especially now. And they weren't previous to this either. That's what made the Kyle Tucker trade so pricey, was the years of Cam Smith.
The thing that I want people to understand as we talk about the Cubs, free agency, Kyle Tucker's likely departure here on Raheemy Harrison Grody with Grody at House Hall. He's joining us the next segment to talk about what's going on with the Bears today.
Bears.
What I want people to understand is open your mind to the possibility that the guys they do have under contract beyond this season, one or more of them may not be here next year because people could get moved to make, like we saw the hitting profile not work last year in the playoffs.
And I can't rely on guys to come through like you're hoping for. I can't rely on wish casting for Pete Crow Armstrong to find his first half of the season form. I can't wish cast to find, you know, Ian Happ, you know what he is. That's a streaky hitter, he always has been. The water will find its level, but you know what you're getting in him. I would hope for the same consistency out of Nico Hoerter. That would be two incredible years back to back. But that's where this starts to get rough. Dansby Swanson, I can't rely on for consistent offense. There's a reason he got moved down in the lineup. So now you're talking about a limited offensive profile. Say Suzuki slumped once Kyle Tucker stopped hitting as well. I don't know why. That's just what happened.
Do you remember the talks about Seiya Suzuki possibly being moved? Do you think that's back on the table now, understanding one less year left on his contract,
right,
and they may be trying to get something longer term at that position, right field, and maybe Suzuki's not the right fielder or the DH, and they go out and get two boppers, and now that those positions are settled.
The hard part about Suzuki, too, is when he was hitting well, it was so good, you know, when he was leading the league in RBIs at the All-Star break. But then there was the flip side of that where he wasn't hitting. And he started to come online more, what, the second to last week of the season? And then I don't know how much of that is enough to satisfy your need to try to be what I think is still the benchmark, which is a 90-win team. You know, that's part of this, too. Once you start applying the hard number in there, that kind of helps you clarify your thoughts on these people. Like Craig Counsell, Jed Hoyer have some really tough decisions that they have to make coming up when you decide that the likelihood is Kyle Tucker's not walking through that door. Are you even going to sign somebody to a $200 million deal? Because that would be news.
Yeah, I don't think
that hasn't happened.
Well, no, what I was saying is I don't think anybody is out there right now that would get $200 million besides Kyle Tucker, period. Who else are you paying $200 million to? Based on the length and the AAV, I don't think anybody fits into that mold.
Bregman's not going to get that.
Exactly. So I don't think that's...
Eugenio Suarez, I don't think, is going to get that because of what happened once he left Arizona.
And that's why I believe that Kyle Tucker not coming back to the Cubs means they're going to be back in that Dansby Swanson-ish range with maybe one or two players and then maybe a pitcher as well, if it's Dylan Cease or Valdez or Michael King. There are options there. There's a way that they can take the money they saved from Bellinger that they never paid out, by the way, during last season. And now they can say, okay, we can go get three big free agent acquisitions, maybe even make a trade, and have a fully loaded team with more power, more consistent hitting, and more power arms.
How much do we think Pete Alonso is going to get? 31, 5.6 war?
It's a good question, because you could give him for 5 or 6 years and probably pay him, what, $30 million a year? Does that sound about right? I mean, somewhere between $25 and $30 million?
I think that's what the asking price is going to be.
So I don't think anybody here would have a problem with that. Right-handed big bat, that's obviously a DH player who can play an occasional first base if you want. But I think Michael Bush is beyond platooning. We can agree on that, right?
I would like that to be the case, yes. I felt that way for a long time.
You know I did too.
And it's also just not the sign of a healthy playoff team if you have to platoon your first baseman.
Yes. And Turner's now a free agent too, right? So
that was a 1 year with an option. I got to look up what the option was.
But overall, I think we need to come down to this reality that for the Cubs to get better, and I don't know if you prioritize pitching over hitting, but for them to get better, and they need to get better both things, by the way, pitching and hitting, I think they're going to have to find a way to move some of the parts that we feel like are definitely going to be back next season. And that's what I'm trying to get people to get ready for.
What about the Cubs' history and their spending makes you think they can upgrade and be better? Like, we have gone through every offseason being like, oh, if they spend money on this player, the Cubs will be better. And well, then they don't spend the money
on
that.
The biggest indicator is that there's nobody out there besides Kyle Tucker requiring more than $200 million to sign.
But, like, that's the point. Can you be better if you don't get a Kyle Tucker? Like, let's say in the offseason, the Cubs get Cody Bellinger and Dylan Cease. Are they a better team than they would be if they had Kyle Tucker?
No, not due to the war. Dylan Cease is probably going to be more consistent for you, of course, than Shota Imanaga. I don't doubt that. But when it comes to replacement, you know, that's the part of this, is that Bellinger doesn't replace Kyle Tucker's offense when Kyle Tucker is healthy, which they saw. That's how they got out to that big lead to begin with. The Brewers had to go on a streak of ungodly proportions in order to get back. But that's the issue. Like, interpret this with what you know it to be post All-Star break. And I think that makes the vision a lot clearer for everyone. Here's the flip side, though. Whoever signs Kyle Tucker is likely getting a whole healthy year of him, to where you might be saying, what if?
Yeah, I think that's fair, but if they're not willing to pay the $300 to $400+ million, it's a moot point, right? To Robbie's point, they've never paid anybody $200, so to think that they're going to pay someone $300 million, not that they wouldn't, but there's no evidence that they would. I think the in a perfect world for me, perfect world, just we're just looking at the free agent list, right? If you told me, hey, they're going to have Bregman, Schwarber, Cease, we would all sign up for that, right?
That would help the that would help raise the level. Yeah, that's enough players to where you feel like you've upgraded.
Yeah, if I said they're going to get Bregman, Schwarber, and Cease, now say Suzuki's playing right field. Schwarber is really a DH.
But Schwarber,
he's really a DH. You can put him in the outfield. But way the Phillies put him in the outfield.
I know, but I just have bad memories of him and left.
So
that's not happening, of course, because of Ian Happ, but still.
So, but what I'm saying is that this is kind of what we're looking at, though, is like if you're going to get people in, that means you got to move people maybe.
The funniest part is if the Cubs were saving all of this for Kyle Schwarber, you are healed. Like, I think everybody would be okay with it.
The emotional reaction to Kyle Schwarber after watching what he's done in Philly.
If they just did the X's plan where they got Dylan Cease and Kyle Schwarber back in the fold. Dylan Cease, of course, wasn't a major leaguer with the Cubs, but he was part of the minor league.
Right.
And that would be... I'm not hating it.
And if you got Alex Bregman on top of that...
Oof. Schwarber and Bregman? Now you're cooking.
Well, that's what I said. My ideal situation is Schwarber, Bregman, Cease.
But like what in the Cubs history said that they would spend money to get those three? I understand they're not as expensive as Kyle Tucker, but that would take a major shift in what we've known from what Tom Ricketts and Jed Hoyer to do. Well, to get those three, that would be like the winner of the offseason, no doubt. If
we they got don't know how much the playoffs factored into the budget. And I hate that we have to talk about it in that way, but we don't. Also, there was a time where they were okay with spending at a comparable level to that, but it was still not as much as we know because of the $200 million contract threshold.
But Jed Hoyer has told us they will have an increased budget this year. That is something he said.
Yeah, and I understand that he probably still had to wait to know what it is. Here's not the breaking news. The non-breaking news is that you know they're not the Dodgers. You know they're not the Yankees.
The Mets.
Or the Mets, or even the Red Sox when it comes to the willingness to spend. So if you know that, then you know that you're waiting for a budget. I think we've all accepted that.
And we were told the budget will come by the time the winter meetings start, which are in December.
209, the reason no one has mentioned Chris Bryant is because we don't know if he's going to be able to play again. That back injury that he's dealing with is serious. It's a condition. So it's sad and upsetting if you're a Chris Bryant fan. But yeah, we have no idea how his back is. And that's a major issue.
Even before the back issue with Chris Bryant, unfortunately, the total opposite of Schwarber. Like, he went to Colorado and kind of just
stopped.
Stopped producing.
Except for against the Cubs in 2023 when they were trying to make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, there was that.
And then that's when he hit home runs.
It's going to be fascinating to watch unfold.
I miss baseball.
What if it's not fascinating? Well, what if it's exactly what we expect and they're like, it's cool, we have Owen Casey?
It's still going to be fascinating because people are going to have to explain why. And that why is going to hit real hard next season if they are on paper not as good as the roster they put on paper to start 2025 at the start of 2026.
Andrew Kittredge thing is a canary in the coal mine. I just can't tell which coal mine and which canary. I can't tell if it's we're freeing up money for something else or if we're just freeing up money.
Nah, the budget's going up, so that therefore they're freeing up money for something else. I will believe that based on what has been said.
And 708, I agree with you. Increased budget is a low bar, but that's our bar.
Yeah, all teams should increase their budgets year over year or else your budget is actually shrinking due to inflation. You know who understands that? Different sport, but Howie Roseman.
Yes, a winning general manager presiding over a league or a team in a league that has a salary cap.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs All-Star outfielder. Gold Glove Award winner.
Slice the other way towards the line. Look out, baby. What a catch. Unbelievable. That's how you win three straight Gold Gloves.
An awesome play. I mean, the ball's hit, and you're kind of like, oh, no, and it's by the line, and heck of a catch, heck of an effort.
Here's a drive down the left field line. Happ comes in. Sliding backhand catch. Beautiful play by Ian Happ.
Line drive into left field. Happ dives, and he makes the catch. What a play by Ian. Absolutely gorgeous.
Four Gold Gloves, four consecutive Gold Gloves from that guy playing at in a ballpark in a left field like that is... It's no joke.
High drive, left center field. Happ is out there. Oh, what a play! Ian Happ, the Gold Glover, lays out and steals extra bases.
Ian Happ, Gold Glove Award winner on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
So golden. It's become a yearly tradition with Ian Happ, and he joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Ian Happ with another Gold Glove. The trophy shiny. It's got baseballs on it. It's gilded. The man who knows more about it than we do is Ian Happ. Ian, congratulations yet again. Fourth straight Gold Glove.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's an honor and pretty cool to be able to share it with a couple of teammates at the ceremony this weekend, and just a really amazing representation of what the 2025 Chicago Cubs was with the six nominees and just the great defense we played all the way around.
Is this becoming old hat for you? I mean, this is four straight times now. It's becoming kind of a tradition, right?
It'll never get old, I'll tell you that. It's a best trophy in sports. It's such a cool award. Rawlings does such a good job with the ceremony and everything, but that's one of those ones you dream of as a kid, to be able to win a Gold Glove. And I think I told you guys this before, but when I was a kid, I was dreaming about winning a shortstop. Didn't get to do that, but to be able to have a position that I call home and feel like I've really found a way in different seasons to represent what I'm capable of out there has been really, really special to my career.
You talk about the ceremony. It's something you know well. What is that awards presentation like? You're talking to some of the best players in all of baseball who are able to go to this. What is that event like? How do you describe it to people?
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome gala-like dinner in New York. They always have great comedian that'll be on, and they bring back legends of the game. I think that's one of the coolest parts of the ceremony is each position is presented by a legend of the game who has won Gold Gloves, and there's a Lifetime Achievement Award in there. I believe Andrew Jones won it last year. Just guys that have meant so much to the sport that have been people that we all looked up to growing up. And so to have those guys come back and present, Ozzie Smith presents a shortstop every year, like things like that that are just so cool. So Rawlings does a really great job of that.
I love it. Ian Happ joining us here to talk about his fourth straight Gold Glove here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Ian, you said there was performance every year. Who was your favorite performer from the three previous years, if you can share that with us?
Oh, man. That's a good question. They've all been really good in different ways. I don't want to single anybody out, but they're always good, and it's always really funny, and they're really good at crowd work too. So they'll pick a couple guys that do a little bit of crowd work. I haven't gotten the brunt of that, and I'm hoping I don't this year either.
Are you the guy at the comedy show who makes sure you don't sit too close to the front because you don't want any of that work?
Yeah, I'm head down.
We're talking to Ian Happ, nice enough to join us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, because he just won his fourth straight Gold Glove. We joked about how it's a tradition, but I feel like that's the right thing to do. You're part of the team, and when you're able to join us after the Gold Glove, it's been a fun thing that we get to do. And you're right. That was part of the fun, too, was seeing your post. That's how I found out that Nico Horner won a Gold Glove, and that's how I found out that PCA did, too, was your Instagram. You know, what was it like experiencing this with them? And Pete's energy level, I'm sure, was pretty fun at the ceremony.
Well, it's we don't get to do it until this coming weekend, actually. So we're headed up there this coming weekend to do the ceremony. But I think just for those guys, Nico having already won one, and then being able to win his second, to come off an elbow surgery, and all of the things that went along with his year last year. With the elbow stuff, to rehab the elbow, to not be in Japan, to make it back for the start of the season, to have the total performance he had, but the defensive performance he had, was just remarkable. And I get to see how hard he works on it every day and what he puts in. So just so thrilled for him. And then Pete, obviously, winning his first one, I think just putting together the full season that he did, and being able to do it defensively for the entirety of the year. His availability and being out there for us every single day in center field is really impressive. It's not easy to do. And with the total number of games he played out there at an elite level, just makes such an impact on a team.
Ian, I'm glad you brought up the elbow with Nico, because I'd literally forgotten that that's how the year started, with him not being available right off the bat in Japan. And yeah, you're right. It's remarkable what type of season he had, maybe his best major league season ever, coming off of that. So that's interesting. I wanted to ask you about Pete Crow Armstrong, though, because people are murmuring that he could get the platinum glove at this ceremony, and that's the best defender in each league gets the platinum glove. How do you like his chances? Because as you said, center field, the job he did out there, beyond remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, just the numbers he put up overall were fantastic. He was up there in defensive run saves across the entire league. And he's a popular guy, and the fans are going to vote for him. And I hope the Chicago fans show up and vote and give him a chance to win it, because he deserves that.
We're talking to Ian Happ after winning his fourth straight Gold Glove. And Ian, the last time we had talked to you, I know you hadn't caught any of the baseball playoffs at that point. We were wrapping up the season with you. Did you get a chance to watch the World Series, or were you still kind of taking some time off from baseball?
No, I watched a decent amount of it. Yeah, great series, pretty remarkable performances. Individually and team-wise, I don't think Major League Baseball could ask for anything more than those two teams going seven games and the dramatic fashion in which it ended, but also game six and an 18-inning game. There were some pretty remarkable things all the way through. And baseball's in a good place. It's healthy, and it was a really fun series to watch.
Did you have a rooting interest there?
No, good baseball. Rooting for good baseball, and there definitely was good baseball all the way around.
For sure. I don't think I'd ever seen anything like that 18-inning game. You know, I know you've played in your fair share of long games. I thought about the, of course, epic Game 7 from the 2016 World Series. Did you get any flashbacks when you were watching that one go to extra innings in the Game 7 last time in this World Series?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's definitely some parallels there. And just the, I think both teams using all four of the starting pitchers, or I guess the Toronto used three of the four starters that they used in the World Series in that Game 7, and then the Dodgers used all four with Yamamoto going back-to-back days. It was all hands on deck, and when you have guys who are willing to do that and are putting together that kind of performance, it's really incredible. I don't know if people can quite understand just how hard it is for a guy to throw 95 pitches and then come back and do go 2 2/3 the next day. That was just incredible stuff. And even for the other guys who had thrown 2 days prior to come out and log multiple innings, it was just pretty incredible stuff from the pitching side.
Ian, I'm super curious, now that the season is over in totality, and we've already seen decisions being made, I'm sure you know about Shota Imanaga and the fact that both sides opted out of the deal with the Cubs, and then Andrew Kittredge has already been traded for cash considerations back to the Orioles. How closely will you follow this, and what do you think about what's transpired so far with the Cubs?
Yeah, you definitely follow it as a player. Don't get any of the updates until they come across like you guys do. But I think it'll be interesting to see the qualifying offer stuff for Shota and what happens there. And Kit was awesome. He was a great teammate. He was huge for us and a really integral part of our second half. So, I hope the best for him and what a just awesome teammate he was.
How do you summarize, like, with a guy like, for example, Kyle Tucker up against free agency? You know, we've talked about how pivotal of a free agent time this is coming off of the playoffs. How would you describe this offseason and this hot stove period for the Cubs this year compared to previous?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting just with the options that are out there and the way that our front office decides to attack it. I think it'll probably be a mixture of free agency and maybe some trades. You know, that's how it always is. It's not, and it doesn't happen right away. I think that's the most frustrating or the thing about the Major League Baseball offseason is that it can be a very long process. And the chips have to start falling for, a guy like Kyle Tucker or Schwarber. You know, those guys have to go off the board before some of the other guys, will go. And so it's going to be really interesting just to see how it all plays out. It seems like there's going to be a few starting pitchers available in the trade market, and it's always, you never know if teams are just floating that name to see what's possible if they're actually going to trade them. So, a lot of moving parts there, and we'll see how it all plays out over the course of the next couple months.
And Ian, I just want to get the latest on Connect Roasters. Of course, I know people can get it at Steingold's, and then also your foundation. And another bonus question: the next Bears game that you think you're going to go to? Because I know you went to that Seahawks game, the 6-3 ball game, and I think you deserve a prize for that. But what's the next Bears game you're attending? What can you tell us about Connect?
Yeah, we're looking at somewhere maybe December 20th. Looks like a date on the calendar. The Bears are playing. Might be might be at that one. Get back to Chicago for the holidays. But the Connect is actually Connect and the Foundation. We're going to do something together around Thanksgiving, and we're going to get a coffee cart out to Lori's and get parents and some of the staff coffee around the Thanksgiving holiday in the next couple weeks. So we're really excited for that. I think Steingold's is going to help out and partner and provide some bagels, so we can do bagels and coffee with Connect and Steingold's through the HAP Foundation for the employees and some of the parents at Lori's. So we're excited to do some of that stuff. We're going to do more around the December holidays, and then probably something in January at our Cubs convention. We're back, so it's really exciting, and we're my wife and I are excited to continue to just be a part of the community and do everything we can to help.
Well, happy upcoming anniversary to you and Julie, and I'm looking forward to the expanded trophy case. Congratulations again on another Gold Glove.
Thanks so much. Have a good one, guys.
Congratulations, Ian, and thanks so much.
That's Ian Happ. Of course, you can also listen to his Compound podcast. It's now a part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two things. One, Packers game. Like that decision by him.
Yeah.
And two, voting is still open for the Platinum Glove. If you want to go, it's on Rawlings' website. So go there and you can vote for who you want to win the Platinum Glove in each league.
And coming up next, Mark Rohde joins us from Hallis Hall with the latest on a special guest who appeared at the hall today. You'll want to hear it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.